This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. South by Southwest gets going in earnest today. The focus of the first half of the festival leans heavily on tech and startups. New companies flood Austin, hoping to bend the ear of investors and influencers. More of those new companies are founded by women and people of color. KUT's Jimmy Moss takes a look at some of the companies trying to accelerate that change.
Kim Roxy was a student when she realized there was a problem.
It was working at a makeup counter while I was in college and coming in contact with so many women who were sort of tired of the way beauty was being done, in so many words.
To put it more bluntly,
a lot of beige and not enough brown in the cosmetic department.
She says the industry disproportionately sells makeup and beauty products to white women, leaving a lot of money on the table.
Women of color spend 80% more on cosmetics, spend 9 times as much on beauty products, but still are underserved.
Then she saw another problem.
When I looked inside of the ingredients that I was selling people, I almost freaked the heck out. I was like, what am I doing? Like, what am I telling people? I started to feel like I was hurting them. And that's when I knew I had to sort of find a better way.
That spark was enough for her to attend a makeup manufacturing show in New York. She found one person who was willing to work with her after a number of no's. From there, she launched Lamique Beauty, an organic line of products primarily for women of color. Roxy was a success. She had her own makeup line, a storefront in her hometown of Houston, with a solid customer base. But there was still the urge for more.
So I knew that I could scale my company with e-commerce, become a tech-enabled company that could, you know, do a direct-to-consumer model. And I knew that that could scale my company. But when I looked around in my community, I couldn't find resources to get me there.
She enrolled in small business programs, but none of those really addressed Roxy's desire to get bigger. She then looked toward Austin.
It wasn't until I started to do research around startups and all of that. I was like, wait, it's been this party going on this whole time where there has been fundraising going on. There has been accelerators happening. There has been, you know, mentors and a network happening that I have not even been a part of. Why didn't somebody come? Why nobody ever told me?
You have existing customers. You have awesome product based on the return of your customers. We can help you scale.
That's Preston James. He's the CEO of Div Inc. It's a startup accelerator for minority and female-owned companies. Its three-month program gives owners the tools to move up the startup investment food chain.
I think Kim is a great example of someone who started her business probably, you know, more of a small business type and then wanting to scale, but how do I do this?
She's also a good example of meeting a marketplace need in a blind spot that a white, likely male venture capital investor might have. After being accepted into Div Inc's program, Roxy closed her store in Houston with plans to relaunch a bigger and better Lamique online in Austin.
You have to build that culture in order for entrepreneurs to feel like they are included and they can be part of the ecosystem. So they're not intimidated. So they are getting access to resources and the network and the mentors and things of that sort.
James left Dell after a few decades to get involved in Austin's vibrant startup environment. He said a friend kept pushing him to become an angel investor.
And I asked her, I said, well, why are you pressing me to be an angel investor? I'm like, I don't know, I'm not rolling like that, you know, but you know, I got a little something. So she told me, she said, I've been doing this for about a good 20, 25 years in the Bay Area, now here in Austin, and I can't recall meeting a African-American angel investor. I was like, whoa.
James did the research and could find fewer than a dozen publicly known African-American angel investors nationwide. So he took the leap. As an investor, he attended startup demonstration days and pitch competitions. He saw a lack of diversity on both the entrepreneur side and among the investors.
And I just got to a point where I was just tired of talking about it.
So he launched his own accelerator. From its office at Capital Factory in downtown Austin, Div Inc. looks for founders of color and women to take to the next level. Taking that next step, after Div Inc., Lamique's Kim Roxy began a cohort at Sputnik ATX, Sputnik is another local accelerator. Its co-founder and managing partner, Oksana Malasheva, says Roxy's business was too good to pass up, socially and financially.
There is money to be made. Now, once we see that and we see the founder that had 10 years of product market fit discovery through her store in Houston and $5 million in sales prior to trying to take this nationally, I'll take a bet on that person all day long.
And I'll speak for all the white guy VCs out there.
That's Joe Merrill, Malasheva's co-founder at Sputnik.
A good VC, regardless of your ethnicity or background, you don't assume you know anything. And you have to be prepared to learn and be very actively engaged in finding out the truth.
The truth is Lameek may be an answer to a question that Merrill had never thought to ask. He went out to the cosmetic aisles to see for himself and got excited. Merrill and Malasheva don't necessarily have a social focus, but they do focus on great business opportunities. This, of course, is just one success story, but the small signs of social progress leave those in the local startup scene optimistic.
So there is impact and change that is happening.
Monica Morales is the development director at Div Inc.
And in the little time that I've been here, I've seen great changes. And I've seen the community in Austin really get behind us. And we have a lot of people in our corner. So yes, change is happening.
As for Kim Roxy, she'll be spending the first weekend of South by Southwest rubbing elbows with investors and others in the startup scene, looking for the next opportunity for Lameek. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.